This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
You know, we've all been with somebody that's not very good at the romance thing, right? Or maybe you're the one that's not very good at the romance thing. And especially, you know, Valentine's Day and all the talk about that. It really kind of puts a focus on how bad some people are at being romantic, right? And so the question that we have for you today is, you got to tell us about the least romantic person that you've ever been with. And maybe it was something small, like screwing up an anniversary. And I say that small, didn't seem small at the time, probably.
Well, what anniversary? I mean, is it your dating anniversary? Is it your wedding anniversary? Is it the anniversary of our first date?
True.
You know, I mean, it gets so convoluted sometimes when it comes to anniversaries.
This one, Carla said me. It's me. We don't even celebrate Valentine's Day. What the hell for? My hubs is game and it works for us. That's all right.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Good.
Gina said, dated a guy in high school who didn't own a car, so he asked me to drive him to the store so he could buy me a Valentine's Day gift.
Oh.
He then asked if he could borrow money to buy the gift and said he'd pay me back. Never paid me back. Yikes. Embarrassing.
So really, you just sent him in the store to buy yourself a gift.
Did you get,
right?
Did he get you a
you
nice...
You drove him to the store so he could buy you a gift that you paid for with your money.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, yeah.
Yeah, super.
Did he get you a nice bottle of Dracarnor?
And a bowling ball?
Yeah.
Come on, baby.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
Tell us about the least romantic person that you've ever dated. Shannon joining us this morning here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. This is a current or an ex?
This is an ex.
Oh, boy. So you can really let us know how bad they were.
Yes. So 6-year wedding anniversary, I guess 6 years together. I was working evenings. He works in the mornings. I got home late from work. I filled his truck up with balloons, glowy ones, colored ones. I tethered them together so that he wouldn't have to chase them down the street in the morning. Cards, balloons, candies, everything. I literally got a message hours later. What is this for? And 3 days later, I got flowers.
Well, maybe he has a different... He celebrates your anniversary on a different day.
Yeah, maybe he's going off a different calendar. Yeah, like Mayan calendar.
Something along
yeah,
those
yeah, it's possible. So that was the last Valentine's Day?
Oh, no, we made a few more.
Okay.
And then I found a nice girlfriend.
Oh. Well.
Go on. Thanks for the call today, Shannon.
She remembers.
Yes.
This one came in on our text line at 73100. One dude couldn't hang out with me because he made plans with his wife that I didn't know existed.
Ooh. Yeah, if you're not, if you are not spending Valentine's Day or you don't spend Valentine's Day with your significant other, you the side chick.
Oh, is that how you know?
Yeah, if he's busy on Valentine's Day,
you the side piece. I mean, it goes both ways.
Sure.
It goes both.
Sure, sure.
When I was in my early 20s, I was dating this guy whose idea of going out was to go to the bowling alley to watch his boss bowl. And yeah, we didn't even bowl ourselves. I hate it to this day.
I mean, you get those nachos, you have yourself a hot dog, get a pitcher of beer. What's not to like about the smoky bowling alley atmosphere, Dave?
Anonymous, my current girlfriend is not so romantic, doesn't like celebrating birthdays, Christmas, or our anniversary. Would rather just go to dinner. She blew me off for her family on our first anniversary. Our second got nothing, but I took us to a $300 dinner with a handwritten script card. Made her a Plinko bottle opener for Christmas, doesn't like it, doesn't even want to hold hands, cuddling or laying on the couch with her. Forget about it. So, yeah, bunch of waste of money and time.
Are the current girlfriend?
Current
girlfriend.
Current, yeah.
Well, I mean, you kind of all hit the jackpot in a lot of ways. You're the one, like, if she doesn't like all that, why are you doing it?
Yeah. I mean, normally, most guys aren't like, boy, I really hope to put together a lovely Valentine's Day plan.
That's just how he shows.
Handwritten script card.
That's how he shows his love.
I like doing nice.
That's his love language.
That's love language.
I like doing nice things, but I don't like being told when I have to do nice things. Especially like, you know, going back to kind of a situation that I'm in right now with my fiance, we're not having a wedding. And everybody's freaking out the fact that we're not going to have a wedding or even do a party afterwards. And that's because she wants it. It's not like, I don't care what we do. I used to think like, okay, I would save for a wedding and we would have a wedding someday, but that's not what she wants. So why in the hell would we ever even think about doing that when we could just take that money and put it into the house?
Sure.
Know what I'm getting with that? Know what I'm getting instead of a wedding?
A TV.
Rolling shutters.
Hell yeah. Oh,
that's how you know I'm becoming an old ass man. I'm like, you know what I need?
Rolling shutters.
They'll protect the house and save on energy costs.
Maria said dated the guy for nearly 7 years, got exactly one piece of jewelry and four bouquets of flowers over the course of 7 years. It's not bad. Biannual flowers. If you just stuck it out for one more year, you would have gotten another bouquet.
Two places if you're looking to get flowers, Trader Joe's and Costco. You can find amazing flowers.
Trader Joe's is where my wife always goes.
Under 20 bucks.
Yeah, and it's awful.
And they last
My house looks like the Bellagio. Like, there's always fresh flowers. I'm like, how much is this running me every
Trader
month?
Trader Joe's, it's not that much.
But it's not like, that much, yeah.
You get a nice bouquet at Trader Joe's for like $5.
Oh, I looked
bucks.
At them receipts. I looked.
Did you? Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm.
Did you get you got any orchids from Trader Joe's?
Which ones are the orchids?
It's like one big stick, and it's got a thing hanging out on the end.
Purple?
Yeah.
Purple?
It's purple petals.
I don't think they all necessarily have to be purple.
Well, I mean, the one I'm thinking in my head is purple.
I don't know.
Lorraine said, I think I'm the worst. I broke up with a guy the day before his birthday. I've also forgotten birthdays and don't remember anniversaries.
That sounds wonderful. Do you stick it out through their birthday? Is it worse before or after the birthday?
I think...
Which one impacts you harder?
Maybe, I think, for me, it would be after. Because then you're like...
They just stuck through my birthday because...
They felt sorry for me. Like, why didn't you just break up with
I'll
before?
I'll take it.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
I'll take the sympathy gift and the sympathy sex and all of it, and then see you later.
What if there wasn't any sex?
Well.
Or gift.
Or
see
gift.
You later. Then the gift is the sex with all the other people that's about to come down the pipe.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Least romantic person that you've ever dated, or maybe you're that person. This one said, in college, I was hooking up with this guy. We weren't serious. We'd only been hanging out for a week before Valentine's Day, and he invited me over to his place on Valentine's Day, and on the table was a single rose and a box of chocolates.
That's
he
nice.
Gave it to
That's
me,
sweet.
And I said, how sweet, thanks. After a little while, though, he looked at me and said, so you seriously didn't get me anything? I thought he was joking, but he was serious. He was so butthurt, and he brought it up from time to time over the next two-ish months. We never even officially dated.
Dating around Valentine's Day is always tricky. I would say wait until it's... Like, if you're thinking about asking somebody out, don't do it, like, in the month of February.
Or maybe after Valentine's Day.
Yeah, like, before... The 14th.
Yeah, I mean, there's like a moratorium on new relationships.
December to February.
I would say even like Thanksgiving to after Valentine's Day. That's like the dark period because otherwise there's that really confusing. Is there an expectation of doing something for each other?
Like, and, it's super serious.
Why does that have to be confusing? I feel like, why can't we just have that conversation and say, hey, I'm going to spend Christmas with my family and, you know, or am I, you going to get me something? Should I get you something? You know, just have, like, why are those conversations so hard to have? But it seems it's not just, you know, it's common for all of us. I just don't know why we can't do that as a people.
This one, Charity, said my ex-husband, he used to buy me these particular roses because they were his favorite, not mine. He also fell asleep and slept on the couch on our wedding night. Stayed there all night.
Well, you hear a lot of stories of that. You know, like the wedding couple, you're so tired because you just spent the entire night trying to mingle with a 100 plus people.
And then you
people.
Woke up early
and
that day, probably.
And you're probably pretty drunk at that point because, you know, they're just surrounded by all your friends and family, and you're just like...
Most of my friends I've talked to about their wedding, there wasn't a lot of sexy time after that. This is not that, we don't live in the 50s anymore. It's not like this is the first
we're
time
consummating
this is happening, you know, like...
Krista said, the least romantic person I've ever dated is my current boyfriend of 5 years. He's hot, though.
You know,
you have to balance things out.
You put up more, you put up with more, the hotter they are. And that goes for everyone.
Tanya said, my daughter's sperm donor and I were together for almost 4 years, and he never remembered my birthday, anniversary, Valentine's Day, etc. That was until I left his ass 3 days before Valentine's Day, and he bought me 3 dozen roses. I looked at them and threw them in the trash. He was the worst. Andrew said, least romantic person I know is myself. I'm so lonely.
Oh.
Oh, no.
And one final one here. Rayanna said, my second Valentine's Day with my ex, which was also our anniversary, went to dinner at a sushi place that happened to be next door to an Adam and Eve shop. First off, bet that sushi place is awesome. We ran into some friends at the restaurant and decided to eat together. After dinner, the girl from the other group and I walked next door to get some things to spice up the night. It's Valentine's Day, after all. Well, he texted me while I was half nude trying on a corset and said he was leaving that minute with or without me. He left me at the shop and went to the movies with his guy friend to see RoboCop.
Oh, worth it. My gosh. Wait,
this better be, if it's the original, you get a pass. But the remake, hell no.
I got a ride to the movie and sat three rows away. On the ride home, he yelled at me, told me he wanted the necklace back that he had given me, and threatened to drive his car into the wall. Cool.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Doesn't matter. Solve RoboCop.
Dave and Mahoney.